As the countdown continued, with just over 1,200 days left to save the planet, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members in Taichung, Formosa, collaborated with 29 other co-organizers to host the climate change conference entitled Protect Our Home with Love on October 11th. The letters L-O-V-E signify L for LOHAS, which stands for Lifestyles of Health and Sustainability, O for Organic, V for Vegan, and E for Eco Dimensions to Save the Planet. Thousands of participants attended the event to stay informed about the latest facts on global warming, ways to live sustainably, and the single most effective solution, the plant-based, animal-free diet. The conference was co-hosted by Thelmo Luis Buddy Cananan, the famous Philippine TV host of NBN Television. Discussions on the themes of love were conducted by distinguished panelists, including environmental scientists Dr. Liu Xiaoqian and Professor Liu Chongming. Famous Formosan film and television personality Ms. Tan Ai Chen, president of the Formosa's first veg-promoting website, Mr. Lin Hong Roy, chief editor of Persimmon Cultural Enterprise Company Limited, Mr. Lin Shu Wen Er, and former pig farmer turned vegan, Mr. Luo Hung Chin. Other dignitaries included guest speaker, the Honorable Mayor Amelita Navarro of Santiago, the Philippines, and Mr. Chen Tianwen, deputy speaker of Taichung City Council. Graciously accepting an invitation to attend via video conference as the event's guest of honor was Supreme Master Qinghai. We now invite you to join us for part 8 of the 8-part rebroadcast of the video conference with Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Protect Our Home with Love, held on October 11, 2009, Taichung, Formosa, or Taiwan.
Next, we have Mr. Lu Hong Shen, an ex-pig farmer turned vegetarian.
欢迎罗先生，哎，恭喜！
亲爱的师傅，你好，看到你很开心。我是一个本来是一个养猪户，然后因为有一些冲击到我本身内在的那种感觉，所以我开始放弃了养猪，然后开始茹素。 谢谢。有一次，我记得那个就是猪商到我的猪舍抓猪，然后那时候就是我跟猪商合力把猪从猪圈拖出，因为那一只猪要被拖出来了，剩下的猪在那边惊慌失措，然后就是很害怕，然后很恐惧的这样乱跑乱窜。
那个画面真的冲击到我，到现在，所以我从那天晚上我不知道怎么了，就睡不着，一直在想这件事情。然后隔天因为天气越来越热的关系，我去找了隔壁种植有机多年的林老师，跟他聊天，然后聊着聊着聊到猪的事情，老师就劝我说不要养猪了。好，然后我想说为什么不要养猪？因为他跟我说养猪其实跟天气非常有关系。 因为我所猪的粪便就是畜牧业所产生的粪便，就刚像刚刚各大教授、各大老师说的意思是一样，然后我事后想想，从一只小猪，就是小猪到成猪，它需要一年的时间，整整一年的时间。那一年我不管天后多么的恶劣，然后不管多晚，也没有所谓的假日，我一定要赶往猪舍去把它们喂饱，那一种感情就像 跟家人一样感情，但是在一年后，我因为利益，我因为物质世界这个感情，我割舍掉了。说到这里，我有点难过，不好意思。就因为这样子，然后我更坚定我自己的信念，就是不要再养猪了，然后开始吃素。至今我已经吃素将近4个月，将近4个月，嗯。 而且我是全素哦，是我的全素。
哇哦！
然后我妈妈一听到我没有吃素，我妈妈的心情就是比谁都开心。对。
然后我之前还没有吃素之前，其实我体重胖到100多公斤。那我做任何事情，我都感觉到非常的疲劳，然后处理事情很冲动。在当我如素之后，我发现到我体重下降，然后我就是讲话之后都会动头脑吧。那其实我只有睡5个小时，我也不会觉得很累，然后隔天一样很活力十足这样子。
哎，那
然后我朋友说你是加油啊，我讲不啦，那我加油啊。就是然后我跟我妈妈，其实我跟我妈妈就觉得说，对啦，吃素就对了，只有吃素才会让我们很健康。然后最后感谢青海无上师师父给我的那种教导，还有无上师电视台他给我的画面，每一个画面都是很震撼的，每一个画面都 touch 到我的内心，我会永远就是谨记在我的心里面，就是师父所讲的话。然后最后我想奉劝全世界还有全台湾各个畜牧业者的同行，其实猪他们很有灵性，很合群，很团结，然后他们很爱干净，所以就是猪的智商还比狗还聪明，所以以后在骂人时候不要说你比猪还笨，应该要改成说狗都比你聪明。
It's true。
刚说我就是他们那么有灵性，然后不要去宰杀他们有那么有灵性的动物，把猪当作是自己的宠物。我现在猪舍还有12头猪，那12头猪我会陪伴他们到最后。然后我现在我也转职了，我转职了，我现在不但是一个货车驾驶员，我还是一个就是从事有机农业，就是把剩下的土地把它耕作成有机，然后我也可以就是跟大家说，跟属于我这种同行的时候，其实你们也可以选择像我这样子的生活，然后重点是你们要不要而已，谢谢。然后师父，我有个问题想要问师父。
Please.
就是全世界的人类应该要坚持什么，应该要放弃什么、Please. 才可以就拯救我们这唯一所属的星球，这是我的想法，谢谢师父，谢谢。
Hi, thank you, Mr. Luo. 谢谢刘先生。Your speech has answered your own question. We have to give up meat, that's all there is, just meat. Give up meat and we have everything else. We have the great planet, we have the future for our children, we will have paradise on earth. It's really worth the change. And bravo for your decision to stop pig farming and become a vegan. And even become organic farmer. My God, you're getting better and so quick. I'm very impressed. And now you even promote loving animal awareness by real effort and activities, like you taking your pigs to the school and explain it to the children how loving, intelligent the animals are, and encouraging other farmers to turn into vegan organic instead.Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And you know yourself by your example and real experience that you are not only healthier now, you also help saving the planet. You are a hero now. And you are even a vegan. You have the clear conscience. Yeah. Thank you, my hero. You have the clear conscience of knowing that you no longer contribute to the killing bad retribution that is taking its toll on our world. Congratulations and thank you for your compassionate choice. And thank you for your noble activities at the present to inform others. So what should we insist on giving up to save our only planet?Well, Mr. Laura, you know already the answer. Yeah. The historic decision that you made in your own life, giving up the cruel practice of animal raising, giving up meat, and become organic farmers. The answer you have already. That is, we give up meat, and then we plant organic vegetables.Very simple, very simple. It's not much change, not much demand on anybody at all. At least give up meat, and the world will become a paradise. And we will continue to have this world and a better world to live in. Thank you, Mr. Law. Thank you really from my heart. Thank you for making good example.
Thank you, Master. Thank you for this important message.
Good example.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship,
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Finally, we have Mr. Chen Xueyu, a mathematics teacher of Mighty Brains Cram School.
亲爱的青海吴上师你好，我们有看吴上师电视台，最近你有谈到金星和火星的历史，这些是我们人类知识所没有记载或是科学家所观察到的结果。我们对这些宇宙的奥秘非常有兴趣，同时也感觉到我们人类的渺小。地球上自从爱迪生发明电灯开始，人类的生活开始大幅的改变，短短一两百年，人类的物质生活进步到非常舒适的阶段。我们想请问师父，人类灵性要进步，是不是也要分成好几个阶段和过程呢？您提到您是经由非常深沉的打坐而得知宇宙的秘密，据说修行人的磁场可以改变物质界，请问是不是让更多的人修行，就可以更快减低气候变迁所造成的伤害？谢谢。
Thank you, Mr. Chen, for being with us and for your insightful question. Yes, there are many stages of spiritual improvement and progress. I have mentioned these before in many of my lectures in a couple of decades ago.And our association members have printed them out in a small booklet and some other bigger books called The Key of Enlightenment. Please ask for it from our centers. The booklet that mentions different levels of spiritual advancement are free to take home. It also describes in the scriptures of many great religions, although maybe not as clear and not as...categorized like in that little booklet. But in Buddhism, Christianism, you will find here and there the example of spiritual levels. Here is one from Buddhism. Virtues are born through loving heart to uplift sentient beings. The attainment of a saint and Buddha status result in charityand the love to deliver fellow beings. If you have love for all existing beings and show it when a needed situation arises, if you feel their pain as yours, then you know that you are at the right saintly level, a walking, breathing, living saint whose existence will bring joy to countless others and is well loved by heaven in the hereafter.And even now. So you can try easing into a deeper state of realization to realize your own spiritual level and improve your universal knowledge. You can find a like-minded group of friends or guide to show you the beginning of the road if you are not yet at the beginning. Or more advanced if you...are already on the advanced state of spiritual level. And of course you are correct that the magnetic field from spiritual practitioners can change the material world, but to some extent it depends on how deep the karmic retribution of the whole population of the planet people. If it's a lotof karmic heavy weight, then we need a lot more spiritual practitioners to uplift it. But the best is the people have to awaken themselves and neutralize the negative effect of what they have been doing. Okay. And the more practitioners, the more beneficial and uplifting energy we will have to counter darkness in the world. But we must also put this vibration into action, this knowledge into action as well. We have to turn around, change our concept. Just turn around, change our concept. Determined to live a nobler, more compassionate life and walk the way of love, we have to determine to decide that from now on we will not harm any beings at any cost. Instead, we will help everyone to evolve, to enjoy life in the name of God, in the love of the Buddha. If you want some more information, maybe some of our centers could help you in Taiwan. Thank you, Mr. Chen. It's a very a long subject if we discuss about spiritual levels. But if you get my booklet, at least you can have idea about what level you are in at the moment and go from there, huh, Mr. Chen? Thank you. Buddha bless you.
Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai, for your very special message for us.
At this point, we would like to recognize the Mayor of Santiago City, the Honorable Amilita Navarro, who will share some words with Supreme Master Qinghai.
Oh, welcome, Madam Mayor.
Good afternoon again, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Good afternoon.
We're going to repeat once again. It's an honor to be with you and to talk to you personally. It's a dream come true for me. I just have a comment, and this is, as a country that is situated in the typhoon belt, the Philippines will bear the brunt of climate change earlier than we have predicted. As a matter of fact, Storm Ondoy that submerged Metro Manila is a record of sorts. Then, within just 1 week, Typhoon Pepeng flooded northern Luzon, prompting the Weather Bureau to say that that was the first storm that stayed on land for almost 10 days, devastating all of northern Luzon.
I'm so sorry.
These are all due to climate change. That is why we are one with you in minimizing global warming. Again, thank you for planting the seeds of vegetarianism in my city, Santiago. It is a hard job for us to take, but we will take the challenge, and the challenge must begin now. On behalf of the City Council of Santiago, I also would like to thank you for your donation during Typhoon Emong, codename Tan Chum, wherein you donated $10,000 for the devastated crops and properties. It went a long, long way to help my farmers to start anew. Maraming salamat. Sheshe.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you for being such a good mother to your co-citizen. Thank you for such a motherly love. And the higher love even, that not only you become an example of choosing the loving diet, but you also sign into a law and encourage your citizen and other prefecture to do the same. This is really great news indeed. I have to thank you. If we have more mayors like you, Philippines will not have to suffer so much. I'm so sorry. And of course, we are always there to help in whatever way we can to alleviate some of the suffering of our co-citizen in the Philippines, because they are loving, peaceful, very hospitable people, very generous people. They deserve all the love and help from the whole world. Saying that, we also do not forget other islands and other countries who are submerging or sinking or disappearing or disappeared because of climate change. My heart is troubled every day, thinking of all these innocent people and all the defenseless animals who have to suffer in this great upheaval we call climate change. But we still have time, madam, we still have time. We could not reverse the effect of climate change in the past. Whatever happened due to typhoon and flood and earthquake, etc., that occur in Philippines and elsewhere, we could not reverse the effect. But we could stop future disaster by doing what you do, by converting, returning to compassionate vegetarian diet and encourage others to do the same. The government has power to do this. I beg all the governments of the world, please do this before it's too late, for the sake of your citizen and your own children as well. I have been pleading many times, and I have been praying to heaven to manifest physically on this planet to awaken the leaders, the people, one by one. I've been praying for all this, and I hope the leaders, the government, and the people are listening. Important are governments. Must make example, must use the governing power to save the planet. This is the only one chance. I really wish all the governments follow your example, madam. But thank you so much for being one torch in the darkness. We need more torches like you. Thank you. God bless Philippines, and we will always support your people in whatever way we can. I will be sending some more people and some more financial support shortly after this for the newly devastated disaster in your beautiful land. I'm so sorry. I could never cry enough for all the victims. I'm so sorry, madam. Please convey my love to your people. Please tell them I love them very much. And in my little humble power, I pray for them. Thank you for coming to share good news and to share your blessing energy with us and the Formosa. God bless you, madam. God bless you so much.
Thank you, Master. We thank our guests for their very valuable questions. We hope that the panel discussions and the speakers' insightful analysis will make everyone realize the terrible impact on climate change on the Earth and on our daily lives.
We hope that this conference will awaken the consciousness of the public to the pressing climate change crisis and other environmental issues. Master, before we close our conference, would you like to give a last brief message for us?
Sure, I'd be glad to. I would thank everyone again, the government, the leaders, the supportive media, precious guests, and an audience for your presence today, and for your shared knowledge. I have learned a lot from you, and I have enjoyed your love. Even the guests from afar who lent their caring spirit through a video greeting, and the esteemed dignitaries and scientists, the kind experts who share their time and knowledge with us. Though they are busy and far away that they could not come, but they send their words of wisdom and loving concern through recording video. And I thank the caring panelists for your valuable contributions in addressing our urgent planetary state. I also appreciate all the distinguished government officials, media members, and guests again and again in this important meeting. And of course, I'm very touched by your caring support and goodwill wish to save this home of ourselves, and more importantly, for our children. And we all thank the organizers who made this possible for us to convene and reaffirm our love and determination to be heroes for our planet. I am proud and touched by the leadership of Formosa and the Taichung government to carry the torchlight toward a brighter vegan world. As I have said before, I truly have faith in Formosa that maybe we could become the first vegan country on the globe. Seeing your steps in the direction of peace and compassion fills me with hope that together we will be able to save this planet. Whatever we have gained from our time today, please go forward. Walk with love to inform others of the need to do the same. That is, be veg, go green, do good deeds, and our planet will be saved. May this special land exist in safety. This special Taiwan island exists forever, so that I might have a chance to come back and visit you again and again. Thank you. And I love you all. God loves us all.
Thank you, Master. We love you.
Thank you, Master.
Be blessed.
Thank you, Master, for your precious time and the all important messages.
Be blessed. Save our world. Save our vegan world. God bless. Buddha bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you again.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Master.
Joining us on stage are the VIPs, the esteemed guests and delegates from all over who have come to join us in this climate change conference, along with delegates from 29 co-organizers who are standing here on stage hand in hand to show their commitment to fighting the threat of climate change and global warming. Let us take action today and every day to save the earth and care for the environment. Thank you to all the participants of this conference and our global viewers for joining us today.
Thank you, all these heroes, thank you so much.
Thank you. Together we are showing a resolution to save the planet and our co-inhabitants by being veg and going green. That's all.
Be veg,
go green,
and save the planet.
Yeah. One more time. Let's all.
Together.
One, two, let's all be veg,
go green,
and save the planet.
Thank you very much, Master Qinghai.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you very much, Chongqing University, all our esteemed guests and delegates. Thank you, Taichung City.
Thank you, all of you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining our conference today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, all of you. God bless. Buddha bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Supreme Master. We love you.
Bye-bye.
God bless you, ma'am.
God bless Formosa.
主题是非常重要，因为现在地球软化，尤其是台湾在8月8号莫拉克台风受创之后，大家更显得这个重要，就是地球软化、气候变迁引起来的极端气候，带来台湾这么大的一个灾害，所以要能够来 降低温室效应，这是非常重要的一个议题。那在日常生活方面呢，如果能够尽量吃素食哈，能够来这个抗软化，这是具体行动的表现。而且我认为哈，这样做法的话，对个人的健康也是很有帮助的，因为少吃肉或者是不吃肉的话，对于我们的消化系统啊，或者是说是对于这个我们疾病的产生啊，都有很大的一个比较好的一个影响。那我们政府当然应该有一个带头的作用，就是说是让民众了解问题，然后让民众能够来参与，然后尽量参与研讨，那认识真相啊，这样他就会从这个生活里面来作用了。那我大概从一年半以前，我大概尽量都吃素啊，吃素。那吃素对我个人的影响，就让我体态比较轻盈。中药就是说是大概在抵抗力来了，我的疾病部分哈，我比较少一点。那同时呢，就我认为了哈，在思虑方面比较清楚，这是很特别一件事情，就是思虑比较清楚。我们在素食这部分呢，我们已经从去年开始哈。前年开始，我们就来推每个礼拜一，所有的同仁在办公室用餐的时候，都全部都是吃素食。好，从这个带头作用，就是礼拜一。那我们也跟学校沟通，所以我们的市长也很支持，所以我们在学校里面呢，也是一样。那我们未来希望是说，能够有一个素食的菜单、素食的餐厅，能够让吃素食能够更方便。
It was a joy having you with us today for Words of Wisdom. Up next is A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May you have a blissful life under God's loving grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.